Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Hope you're alright. It's 4:08. And it's only bloody Wednesday. Hope you're okay this afternoon. This is Scott. Thank you, Edith. Alright, Chops.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Very good.
I'm all good today.
Are you? Why?
All my clothes that I donated to charity got picked up at 11 o'clock this morning.
Right.
12 bags of unfortunate fashion from years gone by is now no longer in my hallway. And hello to all the people at the British Heart Foundation who are now rifling through the bin bags going, ooh, is this a tent or a shirt?
They won't be doing that.
Some quite big...
Really?
Quite big shirts
in
there.
Have you had this big... Have you got some new clothes? Right? Have you like had a bit of a shopping spree? Because that shirt looks new to me, and the shirt you had on yesterday looked new.
I have bought a couple of new things.
They're both very nice, I thought.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of denim in there. Like I said, my friend who was helping me said, did Bewitch used to live here. So look out for that. And also, there's quite a bit of nylon in there when I went through the tracksuit years. Do be careful
when
of that.
When were the tracksuit years?
They were about, tracksuit / drawstring trousers, around about 99. Yeah. Do be careful of those, because one match is all it would take, and whoomp, up in flames.
You're basically saying you had a shell suit, aren't you?
It wasn't a shell suit, it was just a lot of tracksuit action, quite a lot of nylon.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky Cam is still on. Loads of students not revising because of it. Lots of people who should be at work working, not really, just looking at not much happening in the Radio 1 office.
Is that where she is at the moment?
Yeah, Becky's on Becky Cam now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just go onto the main homepage and just click on Becky Cam and you'll see what's happening in the Radio 1 office. Actually, there's been quite a lot of activity in there today.
What's happened today, then?
Well, some people turned on at work or when they were supposed to be studying earlier and were very surprised because Edith Bowman was on there doing all sorts of strange moves.
Really?
I tell you what, she can get her body into such strange contortions. She really can. I never knew that about Edith before.
Right.
She's very, very flexible.
I can understand why people weren't revising them.
Yeah. That's because we have borrowed a power plates machine. Have you been on one of them?
No.
Oh, my God.
Have you now?
Well, this is to see if I like it. Do you remember I want to start up like a kind of Radio 1 gym in the live lounge, try and make some money?
Yeah.
Because Chloe, who works upstairs, her mum is selling off one of these power plate machines for quite cheap. And I'm thinking maybe I'm going to buy it and make some cash.
To use it.
Yeah, I'm going to charge some people. And today, I have to say, the one that we borrowed, everybody wanted to go on it. So I think I'm going to be making quite a bit of profit here. It's so hard, though. It looks easy.
Did you charge them today, by the way?
No, today was a freebie.
All right,
but obviously, when I buy the real one, if I decide I like it, then there will be a charge, a small cash charge. How much do you think I should do? A fiver?
I would say a fiver or a
fiver,
pop,
I think. Because you're only supposed to be on it for like 20, 25 minutes. I think that's fine.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah, but the pounds drop off. £5 is, you know.
Both off your body and out of your wallet with you. Yeah.
I thought, you just... If you look at it on Becky Cam, it looks easy. You think, oh, I'll just stand on that. It vibrates a little bit. And then, you know,
I get
muscly. I look like Madonna by the end of it. It's actually really quite hard. I was working up quite a sweat in the office earlier. And also, some people were saying, when I was trying to do the push-ups on the power plates, that their gran can do better push-ups, and she's 84.
Again. Are you talking about Madonna?
But, go and have a look. You can see the Power Plates machine now. It's very, very good. At Radio 1 Online. I want you to have a go on the Becky Cam later. Would you do that for me?
No.
Please?
No, I want to see you doing the push-ups on the
I can't do them. Everything else, I was good at the squats, just not the push-ups so much.
Podcast.
I don't know why, but I've got into watching quite a few more films recently.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like you at all.
Well, it started when I went to see Wolverine a couple of weeks ago, because we were going to interview Hugh Jackman, so I wanted to see that before I met him. And since then, I've actually really quite enjoyed it. Not so much going to the cinema, because I don't really still do that, but I do watch them at home now.
Does this mean we'll be talking movies every day on the show?
No. I'm going to leave that to Edith and James King. But I'm no expert, I just like to watch them a bit more.
So what have you watched recently, then?
Well, here's the thing, right? I was looking for... I quite fancied a film fairly... late last night, and I was going through I've got one of those systems where you can get movies on demand. Yes,
right.
I just didn't feel like sleeping, And I was going through all the films A to Z, and some of the ones on there are astonishing. I went through the whole, I went through the whole thing A to Z. Do you?
And then did you find yourself accidentally ordering one?
Well, no. Let me tell you the two that caught my eye, because there's one called Good Dick, which is basically, it says, a lonely girl and a video store clerk begin a relationship. Now that sounds rubbish, doesn't it? But not as rubbish as Couscous. And the description of it was, a man struggles to open a couscous restaurant. Those were the only two ones that I could find.
Did you order Good Dick?
I didn't order that, or Couscous.
Right.
I was just a bit disappointed by the A to Z selection.
So hang on, your A to Z movie on demand only had two movies on it?
No, those are just the ones that caught my eye.
Right.
And all the others I'd kind of seen already.
You'd seen every other movie on demand on your sister.
What film beginning with Z have you seen?
They didn't have any Zs.
What film beginning with X have you seen?
No, they were just... I don't, like... R. They were all, no, I've seen The
S.
Dark Knight.
They B.
Were just, and otherwise, I hadn't heard of them. Those were just two I picked out for being quite unusual.
So, Dark Knight...
I've seen that.
And then...
And there was loads of period dramas on there, which I'm not interested in at all.
Right.
So... Becky's very excited. She's just got lots more channels as well.
I've got loads of channels. Chappers, I'm so pleased I didn't do what I almost did last night, because I was watching the football as well.
Mm.
And I thought you'd been really impressed with
football.
Me. No, I never watch football, but it happened to be on last night. And then when the blue team scored, I was like, ha, 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 I'm going to text Chappers, because that's so funny that his team are losing.
No, they don't like that much.
I didn't. I thought, I'll wait until they're losing really badly. And then... Luckily, the next time when they scored, they said it was Manchester United, but I'm normally quite good with football, but I had spent about 20 minutes thinking that the blue team Manchester United, yeah.
Seriously.
I don't think you'd have ever spoken to me again, would you?
What channel was the football on last night?
ITV.
Normal.
Right, so hang on a minute, you've had your new system...
Yeah.
Which begins with...
Do you want to know what I've watched?
And you're watching normal TV. Yeah, go on.
The first night I got it, I watched BBC One. Yeah. I watched Ashes to Ashes.
Right.
And then last night I watched Family Guy and Claire from Steps on BBC Three.
Which so you could have got anyway.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done.
Well, thank you both of you for a fascinating insight into your watching habits.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I should have given Couscous a go, apparently,
should
the
you?
Film. Yeah, Kate's been on saying it's actually a really, really good film.
All about a bloke trying to open a couscous restaurant.
Well, from the description, you know when you press the I button and it like gives you a little synopsis?
Mm-hmm.
A man struggles to open a couscous restaurant. Probably not the first film that I'm going
to
watch.
It needs to be sold better, doesn't
Kate
it?
Kate thinks that it's because it's got subtitles that I wasn't interested and that they'd be too hard for me. No, subtitles don't really put me off. Good Dick apparently is an awful film and, yeah, a few people saying that.
Did well to avoid that then.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that anytime soon. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Jack, who's 12, has been on saying, I've been looking at Becky Cam for ages, and the power plate machine has done more than Becky. Well, Becky's been very busy over the past few 20 minutes.
I've been
or so.
Very busy today.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jack. Also, someone saying, I love Ironic. He came to my school last week. That's from Emily. Thanks for playing him. No problem. Joe has been on saying, we'll see you in Huddersfield tonight. I'm going to Huddersfield and Bradford tonight, Chopper.
Are you?
Yeah. You good?
A double header.
It's all good. And I've just had a text, you know, my friend Chris, who's the one that keeps asking for tickets for everyone's big weekend, saying, you're making me sound desperate on the radio. And then the PS was, please, any chance of the tickets?
No.
It was.
It wasn't.
Bless him. Making himself sound desperate.
No, he just wants to go. But like I said, I didn't get tickets for Christopher Biggins. I can't get tickets for my mate Chris. Nobody called Chris can go. That I know. Nobody at all. What I'm going to tell him is he can watch Radio 1's live lounge stage.
Well, isn't that...
It's just staying at home and watching it online. But it's going to
be
good.
Though, yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm going to tell you, on Saturday, there's going to be Paolo Nutini, JLS off X Factor are going to be on, Jack Pennato, who we had on yesterday, and Kasabian. And then on Sunday, Chantel, Ironic, Kelly Rowland and Lily Allen. Now, this is, if you haven't got tickets for Radio 1's big weekend, we're taking a live lounge stage to it, and that will host special kind of acoustic performances from across the weekend. This is exclusively for everyone at home, because normal tickets will not see any of this, and you'll be able to hear music and see it all all day Saturday and Sunday from 1 o'clock live at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Now it's time for some actual classified action. These are all real things that you can see on the internet at the moment. Various things. What have you got? Some misconnections?
Yeah, misconnections. My boss was saying that some people that found each other on a misconnection actually got married recently, so they must work.
Where did he see that?
In the paper. And Apparently the original ad was quite, you know, it was a bit like, hey, sexy.
Hi, baby.
Saw you with your blonde hair. Let's meet up. And she knew that it was her. How? Huh. And now they're married. I bet it really wasn't her, but when she turned up, he thought, four.
Oh, that'll
and then,
do.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Right, so here's our first misconnection. This is read out by Colin Murray today. Now, someone may have spotted you and really fancied you, and maybe you're the one, but you know, you didn't know it at the time. See if this sounds like it could be you.
You were the sexy blonde in the laundrette last night. I was the guy folding other people's laundry into various origami shapes. I call it laundrigami.
Okay. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, I quite like the thought of that. It's even just a normal folded jumper, isn't it? Have it like shaped like a swan.
And also, it's really boring when you've just sat there watching your washing go round and round and round. So it passed the time by folding other people's up in different shapes.
When was the last time you went to the laundrette?
I was going to say, when have you ever been to the laundrette?
I think you'll find I went yesterday, chappers.
You went to the laundrette
yesterday? Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I had a big load and I...
Was it duvet day?
I left it there and said, can I come back and pick it up later? But I did go to the laundrette yesterday. What are you saying? Why wouldn't I go to the laundrette?
I thought you had a washing machine.
No, I couldn't be bothered with that.
Right.
There
so actually,
much.
You went to the laundrette... You didn't do the washing yourself.
No.
You just have... Somebody
you left
to
it with Dot and
no,
then
you'd have a service wash. They're freely available in all laundrettes.
You have somebody to do your washing for you.
In a laundrette.
This serves multiple purposes. First and foremost, it's nice to come back to the laundrette and find your freshly dried clothes folded neatly by a stranger.
I agree.
It's even nicer to come back to find your favourite T-shirt folded in the shape of a swan, even if that one does require a few staples.
Hey? I wouldn't be happy if you stapled my jumper.
But how's he going to get it to stay up unless he uses a lot of, like,
starch?
Anyway, you left for a while as your clothes were drying. I'd love to know what you thought of the sock panda. Coffee?
So, if you were in a laundrette and a man was making weird kind of shapes out of the laundry, then, you know, you could be the one. Maybe hook up with him for some coffee.
And his sock panda.
And his sock panda.
I think that's a proper talent, if anyone can do clothes into animal shapes.
It's better than those people that did knitting on Britain's Got Talent on the weekend. Did you see them?
No.
Knit and Natter, they were called. Just three old ladies came on and just did knitting and talked about it. Wasn't the most exciting thing. I think this could be better. Next one.
Okay, I know this sounds weird, but my girlfriend always talks about this custom she once read about in Japan, where a woman lies very still, naked on a table, while a man, or a group of men, eats sushi off of her.
I heard about this when I went to Japan, actually.
And it was on Sex and the City, wasn't it? Samantha did it.
Mm. Yeah.
Has anyone ever done or seen this? I would really love to do it for her as a surprise for her anniversary.
Don't.
Why?
I just think it would be weird and wrong. The last thing I'd want is to come back home. That's like the worst surprise party ever, isn't it? None of your friends, just your boyfriend or girlfriend lying there with loads of fish on them.
I'm just wondering what to do. Do I just lie there and put sushi on me and let her eat it off with chopsticks? Or does she use her mouth directly?
I think mouth directly. If you're going to do it. That's going to get real messy with the chopsticks.
Do I just lay in the table or is there some platform I should use? Am I totally naked? Or am I covered by silken clothes in strategic areas? Oh, and where does the wasabi go? The belly button just seems wrong.
Oh.
Also, presumably, he would need to wax before doing it.
Yeah, otherwise that's a real... I don't understand any of that food business, do you?
No.
When people, you know, in sexy time. What's that about? I think it's horrible.
Just lie there whilst I get some sushi, my darling.
If you know of any websites that tastefully, in capital letters, describe this art, I really don't want to look at filth. Or if you have any pointers, please let me know. Owen, and please don't ask if you can watch or help or anything. This is an anonymous posting for a reason. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever heard Colin Murray say, I really don't want to look at filth.
Yeah. Ever. Ever. Maybe we should clip that up.
We should.
I'm not sure I'd want to eat off a naked person at all. Depends on the person, I suppose.
I find it weird and eating enough, like, off yourself. You know, like when you put hula hoops on your fingers and then eat it. I don't like that.
Okay. So you wouldn't eat off your boyfriend?
I wouldn't do it off myself, let alone somebody else.
Who in the Radio 1 office would you eat sushi off naked? Comedy Dave.
No. Oh, God, no.
Matt Fincham?
No. The only person that I would potentially eat sushi off in the Radio 1 office is lovely Pippa.
Oh, Pippa that appears on our show sometimes. Why Pippa?
Why Pippa?
It's just the only person, really.
Yeah, but why?
Mark?
Who would
you
eat
off? You're not eating it off me.
No, I'm not eating it off.
Who upstairs in the office would you eat sushi off naked?
I wouldn't. I can't stand sushi.
You can eat something else.
No.
Okay, any food.
There's nobody in the office.
Chocolate
upstairs.
Body paint.
No.
Pork pie.
Oh, now. Yeah. Ooh, that's a bit of a tricky
pickle
one.
Pickle in the belly button. Who are you going to go with?
No, not pickle in the belly button.
Lily.
Cornish pasty.
I think he's still thinking about pork pie, to be honest.
Anyone, you can eat a massive...
No, I'm still not.
I bet he's going to say Sarah Cox.
He always says Coxie for everything.
You want to eat a pork pie off Sarah Cox?
Yeah, well,
that's
no.
That's what you want to do.
Not
say it.
I would.
All right, I'll eat it off Coxie.
Okay, good. She'll be pleased to hear that. She's probably listening now. Hi, Sarah.
Only because
I
know she loves pork pies
think
as much
about
as
it.
Me.
She loves all food. We know that already. That was the classifiers. More later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tank's been on from Salisbury saying, I'm really hungry now thanks to that last conversation. Going to go and eat some KFC off my wife when I get home. Brilliant. Well, like the Zinger Tower off his wife.
Boneless box.
Have fun, Tank. Eating KFC off your wife. This is Radio 1. That was Chantel and Akon. They're both going to be at Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon this weekend. So is Tinchy Strider. And he's going to be here after 5 o'clock. What about a rhubarb crumble off a Fern Cotton?
I'd have the rhubarb crumble, yeah.
Not off at all.
No.
Sausage rolled off Joe Wiley?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Right, why is it me that has to have all this food off
I'm
people's
I'm just kind
bodies?
Of testing the water.
All right. Can I move on?
Mm. Podcast. Tinchy Strider is coming to Swindon at the weekend for the big weekend. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Now, you're going to be on the Indie Music We Trust stage on Sunday with M-Dubs.
Yeah.
What's the deal with them? Because the papers were saying that you've fallen out with them.
Yeah, I know, man. The papers, like, they just say what they feel like, innit? But me and Dappy, we're cool. It ain't been one problem.
Even though you didn't go to Alton Towers with them this week. they have been there. We got a lot of our listeners were spotted with N-Dubs, had pictures taken and
stuff.
You
know what's funny? He rang me and said, yeah, Tinch, do you want to come Alton Towers? But I went to America. I only got back today. That's why I was in the Norton Towers.
Oh, right. And you're thinking Norton Towers, New York.
Yeah, New York. It wasn't really weighing up.
So you're still mates. It's all good.
Yeah, we're cool, man. We're cool.
What were you doing in America?
I had a couple meetings. I had to go meet Universal out there. So it was all good and interesting, man.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to try and do that soon?
You know what? It's more of a thing where we're just talking and just going through just how it runs out there, really. But here's the main focus right now.
What was the thing they were saying in the paper? One is about whose name was biggest on your track, with yours or N-Dubs?
Yeah, they were saying something about Dappy had a... We nearly had a fallout, had to be restrained because was having arguments over who's getting more credit or something. But it wasn't nothing like that. He's cool, he understands. It's just a track, Tinchy Strider, a track featuring N-Dubs, and that's what it was.
So it is your name that's bigger? Just to get that straight. that's unbelievable, chappers, they made that up.
The papers?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
I know. Also, how is Chulisa? Because she's not been very well, has she? Do you know?
You know what? I read that as well in the paper, but I spoke to Dappy, so she's all right, man. She just doesn't really like flying, and then she must have had a little... I think she fainted on a plane, and then they just changed it up to whatever they felt like, but she's cool.
So they got that wrong as well?
Yeah, they got that wrong as well.
What a surprise.
So typical. God. Now, like I said, it's going to be the Indie Music We Trust stage. This will probably be like one of the biggest crowds you've had, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. When I was younger, I used to think... Why do people love festivals so much? Just full of mud and that. But I understand. You know what I mean? I'm excited about it, man. Okay. Can't wait.
And you've never been to the big weekend before?
No, I've never been.
Wow.
Never been.
It's good, isn't it?
Top. Brilliant
It is
weekend.
So good.
Yeah.
And also, I've checked the weather. It's going to be all right.
The weather's alright, so yeah. I don't need no star on the hood wellies.
No, you'll be good. I think there might be a bit of light rain on Sunday,
yeah,
but nothing to worry about.
No, I can do a little rain.
Yeah, it won't be like Sunderland. Oh my God. Do you know about Sunderland?
Nah.
There were
the biggest hailstones ever seen.
Ever.
Yeah. On Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Also, this is a random question. Do you ever watch, or have you watched a show called Come Dine With Me?
Come Dine With Me, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a lot of TV, you know.
What do you watch?
I just watch a lot of football.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch the match last night, mate?
No, because I was in New York, but I heard...
I forgot that.
That was a good try to talk football, though, Scott. Well done.
I did hear the results from a very good friend while I was there.
I tried.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, the thing is, though, if he'd said, yeah, he did watch the match last night, yeah, you then wouldn't have actually been able to continue
there would be no
the conversation.
Comeback. That's true.
Because you're not actually sure who played, are you?
No, not really, no. I'm not a big fan, Tinch, to be honest. No? Anyway, Jack Penate, who is also on the Built a Big Weekend, yeah, he's organising a Come Dine With Me kind of special.
Oh, okay.
And then he is up for any other artist to go on there with him. Would you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that, because we're good friends.
Are you?
Yeah, I supported him before last year on his tour.
Okay.
So we're cool, man. If he invites me, I'll be there.
What are you going to cook? Because you have
what
to
am I
think, cook?
Yeah,
can you cook?
I can't actually cook.
No, I can't.
You can't, so we're the same.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe I'll come on it with you.
I think Jack will win then, won't he?
Yeah, Jack's going to win.
If you two can't cook, I think he's got it sewn up.
We'll go together and we'll just cook something together.
Yeah. Ping! In the microwave. Okay, we're going to play Tinchy Strider and N-Dubs with number one. Also, I need to ask you another question. We've got this thing upstairs called Becky Cam.
Yeah.
Which is just a little webcam that we've focused on Becky, who works on the shows, on her desk, right?
Okay.
And we're getting all the artists from the Big Weekend who are coming in this week to just have a go on there. It's like a live streaming webcam. You can give people messages on a whiteboard. Will you do that for us in a second?
Yeah, of course. Is that what I'm looking at right now?
That's what you're looking at now.
As you can see, she's put her headphones on to pretend that she's working.
I just saw her holding up saying, Strided.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's playing on her phone.
Right, we'll get you on there in a minute. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Right, Tinchy, if we cook with Jack Penate, right, Adam in Blackpool's been on saying that Rustler's micro burgers are the way to go.
Yeah,
just put them in the microwave. Ping. If we ever find ourselves on Come Dine With Me, get the Rustlers in. I like the idea of pop star Come Dine With Me. Who else should we get?
Who else should we get
to
come
you,
with us?
We've got Jack Penate.
You know, I think we should get?
Who?
I think we should get Calvin Harris.
Why?
Because I speak to him on Twitter, and then I don't think he can cook, so I think we should bring him and let him shame himself up with
us. What gives you that impression that he can't cook on
Twitter? I don't know, man. He comes across like he can't really cook.
He's on Twitter all the time, are you?
Yeah. I'm on. Not as much as him, but I'm on.
Are you addicted?
Yeah, it's addictive, man.
We were doing this thing yesterday where our guy, who does all our internet stuff, Sam, posts some stuff on Twitter that's... not
dull.
That interesting
is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you try and keep it interesting? Because his are just things like, I've just made my own KFC.
Now, you know what? I try and keep mine what I'm doing, but I guess my life must be a bit more exciting than I'm making my own KFC.
Probably is at the moment.
Yeah.
So you've just come back from America.
Yeah.
Where else have you been? Have you been all over the world yet?
No, I ain't been all over the world yet, but I've been most places in Europe, I'll say, but I've been LA before in America, obviously, and that was probably the best place I've been to, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you like it so much?
Because it was just like the roads were like, it took me like an hour to cross the road or something. Like a whole mission. But I liked it. It was all sunny palm trees.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sun.
It is good.
Why do you like it?
Why do I like it?
Yeah, he likes it because he can get surgery.
No, I don't. I like it because I can hang out with the Hoff.
Right. And get surgery.
Yeah. Have you been to Japan yet?
Nah,
we're talking about this thing that they have over there. We don't think they all do it, but they all, but the people that do, they eat sushi off each other naked.
They eat sushi off each other naked?
Yeah, it's quite a big thing.
Yeah, I ain't planning to experience that really.
I'm going to ask you that.
I'd be worried about what the next question is going to be here.
Well, think about anybody you could eat sushi off naked if you were in Japan, let's say, Tinchy. Who would it be?
If I was in Japan, did they have to be from Japan?
No, they can be anybody.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah. Preferably someone that we will know, otherwise it'd be a bit boring.
Maybe Alicia Dixon.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your chance, because she's going to be in Swindon.
Oh, yeah?
I can buy the sushi.
We'll do the Japan style.
Yeah, if you want. It's up to you. Right, okay.
I'd like a whole banquet off Alicia Dixon.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You share similar interests there. And also, you were just talking about football together, and I just...
We were talking about United last night.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about the match last night.
Yeah, and you were like, something you said, blah, 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 Barcelona, that's all I heard.
We're talking about going to Rome to see the finals.
All right.
You've still have
Are
no
Are you going
idea.
Together?
Well, if we can plug tickets, we'll sort it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tenshi, thank you very much for coming in today. We're looking forward to seeing you on the In New Music We Trust stage with N-Dubs on Sunday.
Thanks for having
me. If you could go and appease your fans on Becky Cam right now, that would be amazing.
Yeah? Cool.
All right.
I'll sort out the tickets for Rome. You sort out Alicia Dixon for the food.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Also in Swindon, Friendly Fires, this is Skeleton Boy. Thank you, Tenshi.
Cool, peace. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Okay, it's about time we did this, really, isn't it?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works. We got three situations. All you've got to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along, please. 81199. Becky.
Yes.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Grimmy off Radio 1, Nick Grimshaw?
Grimmy, yeah.
Do you think he is a big fan of power ballads? Imagine on a day like today.
I think he probably is.
Day like today, riding along on his push bike through the park with a basket on the front. Do you think he sings a bit of a power ballad now and again? Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we put him to the test earlier, and we played him a small bit of three power ballads. How many of those three would he be able to carry on singing when the music stopped? You know we've done this before with other celebrities. Only difference is today, to spice it up a bit, we put Grimmy on the power plates machine upstairs, which you can see on Becky Cam right now. If you don't know what a power plates machine is, it's like an exercise machine which vibrates through all of you, kind of jiggles you around, works muscles that you never even knew you had until the pounds fall off. And it does make your voice go like that when you're on it. How many out of three songs, power ballads, could Grimmy carry on singing on the power plates machine? Chappers.
Oh, I'm tempted to say none because people really struggle with this, but given that I think he is a fan of power ballads, I think one.
Becky?
I think three.
Why do you say that?
He just strikes me as the type that might do them like really big, loud
and
karaoke.
Quite well. Yeah, I agree with you. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Grimmy trying to carry on singing, but he's on the power plates machine. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead, and through it all, protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Does make your voice sound really weird.
It does, doesn't
Next
it?
Next one.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. My darling, you.
See, I knew you'd be good
at this. Okay, now this is slightly worrying, isn't it?
He knows like all the little bits of it as well. So that's two. Next one on the power plates.
Wherever you are, and I know my heart will go on.
Oh, I haven't been on that machine earlier. I can feel my teeth kind of going.
Did he actually think he was Kate Winslet on the front of the Titanic when he was doing that?
Stretch his arms out a little bit. Yeah. So, Becky, you are so right.
Yes.
He got all three. You get the point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. You know Dev off Coronation Street.
You haven't got him on one of these, have you?
On a power plate?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Does make some strange noises.
He makes noises as if he was on a power plate most of the time.
Why is that?
I don't know. Character acting, I think it's called. Yeah.
Do you think he just makes it up? Do they script them or what?
I think he ad-libs his noises, actually.
All right. Because like, I'm just wondering how you would spell those noises if it was on a script. Here's my question. How many strange noises did Dev make in Monday's episode of Coronation Street?
Well, now, hang on a minute, because there were two episodes on Monday night. So have you done both of them, or just one of the two?
Just one.
The 7:31 or the 8:31?
The 8:31.
Right. I'm going to go 17.
In half an hour?
Yeah.
He can't... How much is he in it? It wasn't one of those single-person episodes where they only focus on one character, was it?
I'm not sure they'd do that with Dev.
Seven.
What are you saying about Dev?
I'm just saying he hasn't had such...
You're saying he doesn't warrant a whole half hour to himself?
No, I'm saying he would. I think it would be a fantastic half hour if it was just Dev for half an hour, but the storyline at the moment doesn't allow him to have a special half hour episode all to himself. That's all I'm saying.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Dev on Monday Night's Curry and his weird noises.
Remember the...
Nine noises in half an hour.
What does he do when he's doing the noises?
He pulls some very strange facial expressions.
They can't be scripted.
And his hands tend to kind of go out like that.
I'm going to watch it now just for him.
I think they should give him a half hour on his own. Imagine the noises that would come out in a whole half hour of just...
Well, that's a...
Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's the curtain?
Final one.
Maybe it just says on his... I've just seen that. Maybe it just says on the script, do one of your noises.
Yeah. Do a Dev noise.
Rachel in Manchester has seen Dev from Corrie on a power play in her gym.
Seen Dev on a power play?
Come on, we have to somehow record Dev on a power play.
That is what we have to do next, latently. All right, last one. You know my flatmate?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's any good at speaking languages?
No.
Okay. Well, we decided to put him to the test earlier. You know, on my phone, I've got that language application thing, the French one, where all you have to do is press a button and a computer goes,
Je m'appelle Scott.
It's obviously not like that, it's just generic.
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't
it's
say my
like,
name.
Je voudrais une baguette.
Yeah, all that. It's great, though, because you don't even need to talk to French people. All you do is point your phone at them with the phrase that you want, and they will... Hopefully answer. I don't know what you do when they answer. I haven't used it yet. But my flatmate, he's very friendly. He'll generally talk to anybody. How long do you think I could keep him on the phone for just playing computerised French phrases down the phone to him from my French application on my phone? He'll think it's a real French person phoning him, of course. How long?
25 seconds.
I just get the microphone really close to my phone.
You see, I think he'll try talking to them because it is a girl, isn't it? The voice is
No, mine one's a bloke.
Oh, yours is a bloke, is it? Yeah. Oh, well.
I think he's quite a nice person, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll try and help them out.
All right.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's my flatmate talking to a language application in French from my phone.
Hello.
Salut.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis agriculteur.
No. So I don't really speak that much French.
Vous êtes content?
Je m'appelle Fraser. Ça va?
Je vais bien.
Quel âge avez-vous?
Well, I'll ask, come on. Megatron. How do I say I am 28 in your language?
You're 29, though.
I'm not.
You're 28 ans.
Je 28 ans.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Je 28 ans.
J'ai 25 ans.
Je 28 ans.
Où sont les boîtes gays?
I've got no more. Hang on a minute. I just passed away with my friend. She's French. Okay? She might be able to understand. I don't really understand it. Sorry.
Hello?
où est-ce qu'on peut trouver un terrain de camping?
Where can you find a camping, a place to camp?
Est-ce qu'on peut camper ici?
Can we camp here? No.
J'ai une réservation.
You have a booking to camp in Naked.
Où sont les boîtes gays?
Where are the gay nightclubs? À côté de chez Fraser.
Okay, good. 1 minute 43 was my flatmate and his friend talking to a language application from my phone.
Is he 28 or 29?
He's 28.
Right.
She got it wrong. That nice French lady. Listen to what he calls her.
Quel âge avez-vous?
Wait, I'll ask him one. Megatron. How do I say I am 28 in your language?
You're 29, though.
I'm not.
So that's his friend called Megatron.
Why is she called Megatron?
I've got no idea.
Megatron. How do I say I am 28 in your language?
I thought he was going to start talking to a computer that he had next to him when he said that.
No, that's his friend from France, Megatron.
She's not really called Megatron, is she?
I don't know. I've never heard of her. Becky clearly wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay, now it's time for some more of the classifieds. And we're going to start with Colin Murray and another missed connection. Remember, these are all things that are on the internet, which you can see now. So this may be someone you've bumped into somewhere and you didn't realise at the time. Maybe they are the one for you. Listen.
I was just thinking about this afternoon and think we may have had some miscommunication. When I asked if you were a hooker, I didn't mean it like it might have sounded or how I think you might have taken it.
Well, that's a really good way to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a hooker?
I didn't mean that you look like a hooker, just that if you wanted to be one, I'm sure you could do very well at it because I think you're gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
This is just digging a bigger hole, I think, here.
I'm not one that's good at with the ladies, but I would know not to say that.
No.
I meant it as a compliment, but somehow I don't think you took it that way. Now that I think about it, maybe I should have used the term call girl.
Oh, that's much better, isn't it?
I think that's worse, even.
What, worse than the other one?
No.
Yeah. Call girl's worse than hooker, isn't it?
No. Hooker's like a big fat rugby player.
No. Right. No, Becky. Well, yes, it is. But
yes, that is. Yeah. Good sports knowledge.
Okay. So I'd rather be called a big fat rugby player than a call girl. I see what you're saying.
Want to try this again? I promise next time that we see each other, I won't be so drunk.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't think he's got much chance of this ad being answered, do
I
you?
I can't see that person getting in touch at all. Because being drunk is attractive in the first place. And calling somebody that, really not good. Well done, him. Next one. Oh, they turn into Hugh Stevens now.
What, is this like kind of Doctor Who?
Did
they both go into a phone box?
Yeah.
Colin went in and Hugh came out.
Maybe that's where they got the last ad from.
Colin and Hugh both took it in turns today to do our classifieds for us.
Right.
Here's another real-life ad on the internet. Maybe this is someone who fancies you. It could be a match made in heaven. You just don't know it yet.
To the police photographer, you raided my house and I never got your name.
Good. Well, it still might be love.
You spent maybe 4 hours in my house on January the 14th, early morning. It was a mess. Your co-workers didn't help with that either. I know your work probably has rules against dating someone under investigation, and I must admit, I'm not really in the right place to be starting a relationship, what with the threat of jail time and all. But at some point in the future, when I'm found to be innocent, maybe we could get together for a cup of coffee or a drink. You know where to find me.
Oh, think they're going to reply?
Probably not, I would imagine. They're probably not allowed to, though. I don't think that person should feel offended if they don't get in touch.
I just like it that people give it a go and just throw it out there and hope that they will get in touch, no matter what the situation. Now, this does sound like fun, this next one.
Flash mob.
Have you ever been to a flash mob?
No, I haven't.
I've seen them on TV and stuff, and pictures on the internet. Have you been to one, Becky?
No. I was thinking about going to one, but then I think it got cancelled or moved, or I went to the wrong place.
What, so you actually did go, but you went to the wrong place?
Yeah. I think they were going to try and do another one at a train station. You know, like that advert where they all dance? Mm. I think I'm going to try and do another one like that, but I turned up and it wasn't there.
You turned up. Where's the flash mob? Ta-da! Oh.
I think it was the wrong station.
Oh, at least you had to go.
Well, is it still a flash mob if I do it myself?
No.
Just one? No. How many do you have to have then?
So you turn up. Well, you have to have more than one person for a mob, don't you? I would.
Five?
Yeah, at least.
You turned up at the wrong train station?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Best luck next time.
This one sounds good, though.
Here's how it works. You come to my flat in Stoke, pick up a heavy box or piece of furniture, move it to my new flat 3 miles away, and then you disperse without saying a word.
No, that's a good one.
I think they'd have dispersed before they got to the new flat, to be honest.
Mm. Maybe try that one, but you'll probably turn up in the wrong place again.
That sounds good, because you could just go and get loads of free stuff.
And
deliver it eventually.
Yeah.
After you've borrowed it for a while.
Okay, originally, Becky's Classifieds was all about bargains, and here is a good one. Check this out.
Egg Genie for sale. Unused.
Not even been used, the Egg Genie.
I don't know what this is.
I know a lot about cooking, but I've never heard of an Egg Genie.
Well, until now.
Unwanted present. My idiot boyfriend doesn't know I hate eggs.
Now, if you hate eggs like that person, this is not the thing for you to get.
Okay.
Okay? The Egg Genie. You have to like egg a lot. Listen to the ad.
Soft-boiled eggs that are too hard. Hard-boiled eggs that are too soft. Do your boiled eggs look like this? What a mess.
I know.
I think I have had one of these. Is it like an egg-shaped thing that you put in the water and then goes red and black? No?
No.
Oh, I did have one of them. It's really good. It's like an egg and you put it in the water and when it turns to black, it means your eggs are done.
Oh, I've had one of them. But yeah. That's not what the Egg Genie is, Becky. Listen.
Introducing Egg Genie, the automatic egg cooker that cooks perfect soft-boiled, medium-boiled, or hard-boiled eggs every time.
You have to like eggs.
Exactly as you ordered.
Oh, see what he's done?
So now you can prepare perfect soft-boiled eggs for delicious Eggs Benedict.
Even, do you do Eggs Benedict?
No.
Isn't Eggs Benedict poached eggs?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. It is. Anyway.
Or hard-boiled for a healthy, protein-rich salad.
Now, I like eggs, yeah? But surely if you had an Egg Genie, you'd have to eat eggs all the time.
This is reminding me, you know, I've told you before about my housemate when I lived in Australia who just ate eggs. Eggy Lee. Yeah.
Oh, Egg Lee, yeah.
Do you remember he was on that weird diet where all he could eat was hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, he would love the Egg Genie.
He would love the Egg Genie.
Make egg salad sandwiches for a scrumptious luncheon.
I don't want any more eggs.
With Egg Genie, whipping up a party platter of deviled eggs has never been easier.
What's a deviled egg?
I don't know, but I quite like this. This sounds quite good.
Overboiled eggs taste hard and rubbery, but Egg Genie has an indicator light shut off and continuous audible signal that prevents overcooking.
Jeez, that would scare me.
Yeah.
But wait, as a bonus, we'll also send you the Chop Genie. Now you can effortlessly chop hard-boiled eggs for a quick and easy egg salad.
Oh, I'm sorry, that sold it for me.
I have got an egg slicer, they are good.
Mm. What? Isn't a chop genie just a knife?
And what is this, a saucepan with some boiling water in it?
How hard is it to cut up a hard-boiled egg?
Yeah.
However, I would like the Egg Genie for when I do boiled eggs, because there's nothing worse than it than... Oh, go on, what?
Exactly as you ordered.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, there's nothing worse, is it, when you were about to dunk your soldier and it's all hard?
Who?
Yeah, no, that is too bad.
What do you mean, who?
Soldiers.
You have soldiers with boiled eggs.
I haven't had them for many a year.
Oh, they're the best.
Well, I still have them.
I did have to have an operation once, and the only thing I could eat before it was eggs and white bread, so I just had boiled eggs and soldiers.
But wait, as a bonus, we'll also send you the Chop Genie. Now you can effortlessly chop hard-boiled eggs for a quick and easy egg salad.
Yeah, you're right, just get a knife.
Egg Genie and bonus Chop Genie, only $19.95. It's exactly what you've been waiting for.
Like I said, I like eggs, but you're not supposed to have too many eggs.
What kind of operation she had where she could only eat soldiers?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.